We're doing Eov. We're up to what's called the 21st chapter. And Eov has been bawled out by his friend. Tells him, you know, God does watch over what's going on here. And look at how the wicked, just like that, they fall down and it's over. And Eov, you too, the way you're behaving, that's the fruit that's coming. Vayan Eov, vayomar. So Eov responds and says, שימו שמוע מילתי, אותי זאת, תנחומותיכם. Hear, O hear my word, and let that be your comfort, that you listen. סעוני, ואנוכי אדבר, ואחר דברי, תליג. Have patience. Suffer through what I have to say. Yeah, you know, you can handle it. And be quiet while I talk. And then I know, after I finish talking, when you have what to make fun of, when you have what to make fun of me, so you'll make fun of what I had to say. He'anochi le'adam sichi. Ve'im madu'a lo titzar ruchi. Am I talking to someone else? I'm talking to God. He'anochi le'adam sichi is my conversation with my fellow man who does not have enough knowledge to answer me. Who's caught on a moment's notice, he doesn't know how to answer me. Veim madua, and if so, that I'm actually talking to God, I'm not talking to man. Madua lo tiktsar ruchi. How can I sustain this bitterness when God does not answer me? How can I sustain it without yelling out? תנו אליי והשמו ושימו יד על פה. Turn to me. Listen to what I have to say. And if you're in shock, so put your hands over your mouth, be quiet and listen to what I have to say. Because the truth is, you have nothing of value to answer. So even though you're in shock from what I'm saying, but be quiet. ואם זכרתי ונבהלתי, ואחז בשרי פלצות. The truth is that I too, ואם זכרתי, when I make mention of what I have to say, ונבהלתי, I'm also scared by the words that are coming out of my mouth. ואחז בשרי פלצות, and my flesh is covered with shivers when I start thinking, when I start absorbing all the pain that I'm going through. When it settles in, when I say it over to you, I'm also scared. Madua reshaim yichyu. Ateku gam gaverucha yil. Why is it that the wicked do live? Why is it that they reach an old age? Ateku, like atik. They reach an old age. Gam gaverucha yil. And they hold on to their wealth. You remember we said that the description that Sofar HaNa'amati gave was very simplistic. The wicked's joy is short-lived. Eov quickly grabs him on that point and says, what do you mean? Why is it that there are wicked who do live? They reach a ripe old age with their wealth. Your description is very nice. You're telling me, Eov, everyone knows, the wicked, they lose it all in the end, and their end is quick to come. Then tell me, why is it that the wicked do live? Why is it that they reach an old age with their wealth? Zaraham nachon lifneihem imam. And you know what? You describe their children, that they have to suffer and pay back all the money that their father stole. No. Their children, they see them enjoying the wealth that they stole. Vitzetayim le'eneihem. And they see their children, and they see their children enjoying the rewards of all their thievery and their wicked ways. You described it as they see their children suffering from their ways. That's not true. You described it that their houses are destroyed. Batehim shalom mipahad. Their homes are in peace. They don't have anything to fear. They're harming everyone else. Everyone's scared of them. Ve'lo shevet Eloah aleihem. And I don't see the staff of God being extended to them. You describe the world, you know, someone's wicked, so their house is destroyed, their wealth goes down. No, I don't agree. I see wicked who are successful, and they live long lives. They see their children enjoying the product of their ways. Shoro ibar velo yagil. His ox impregnates a female cow, and he lo yagil. He doesn't emit it like agalat kelim. Tefalet parato velo tishakil. The cow gets pregnant, and the cow has the child, and she doesn't miscarry. Everything seems to work just fine for them. Don't tell me everything goes bad on them. No. The cow does get pregnant. The cow carries the child and has the child. Yishalechu chatzon avileyem. V'yaldeyem yirakedun. They send their children freely out, and they roam like the sheep. They don't have to worry that anyone will dare touch them. And their children can just dance around because no one's going to touch them. Yisu bitoch vichino. They take their tambourine. They take their harp. V'yismichu lekol ugav. And they party. They have the music playing while they're partying. Don't tell me the wicked have it bad. Yivalu vatov yemeyem. They spend their days in parties enjoying. Uverega she'ol yechatu. And you know, sometimes they die just like that. Their Ferrari bashes into a wall and it's all over. But until the moment their Ferrari bashed into the wall, they were speeding at 150 miles an hour. They were having the times of their lives. Don't tell me that they, suddenly everything goes bad on them and then they suffer. Not true. You have wicked who enjoy it and then in 1 second it's all over. What's Eov's fatal flaw? He looks at the world as finite. It's all a matter of how the world is lived here. There's nothing beyond the dead. Eov's calculation is all, what do I see here? Vayomeru la'el sumimenu vedat derachecha lo chafatznu. They say to God, leave us. We don't want to know your ways. We're not interested in doing your way of life. Mashadai kina avdenu umanoil kinifgavo. They say, what point is there in serving God? They say, what use, what good will come of praying to him? Hin lo viyadam tuvam. Do you really say that they don't have all the good in the world? So far anamati, do you really believe in that simplistic view? Hen lo viyadam tuvam? Do you really say that they don't have all the good in their hands? Atzat rishayim. Rachaka meni. And don't think that I want to be like them. I don't think of being like them, but I don't accept your description that someone who is like them suffers his whole life. And that's not the same where we'll pick up next time.